Join UnitedWeStrike.com radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on United We Strike today. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net. StopTheCrime.net. We're going to be covering some extremely important whistleblower documents that we have just posted. For those of you that can download these, anything on our websites are free. You can download anything. For those of you that are not able to download, you can call a print shop that we have arranged to send out copies for the cost of postage and for the cost of copying the documents. And you can order these documents by calling area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. And this is in California, in the United States, where the print shop is located. Now, I want to immediately get into a very important document that we just posted 1 week ago. It is on StopTheCrime.net at the very top of the home page. It is entitled Secret Document Revealed, Planned Chemical Sedation of the Population, Radio Microwave Frequencies for Mass Mind Control. Now, this document is from the Aquarius Operations Group, and it is a briefing. And it's important to note that the Aquarius Operations is the primary control group of mind control procedures. And similar to Majestic 12, the Aquarius Group is a secret committee of scientists, military leaders, government officials, and there are many of the same corporate agencies that are involved with the NASA war plan that is on StopTheCrime.net, and they're behind the programs that we're all facing right now. Also extremely important on StopTheCrime.net is to read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document to understand what we are all facing globally. This is a declaration of war. It is a massive declaration involving absolute, complete manipulation of all societies on every single level, absolute enslavement, and genocide. And it's important to understand that document. It's only 44 pages. It is one of the most important documents that you can read, and it will help to connect the dots of what you're going to hear me discuss right now. The Aquarius Group now uses new procedures for mass manipulation and mind control, which are more reliable and successful than earlier methods, since those manipulating these procedures can now maintain complete anonymity. In other words, no one can track them now. And few people have ever had possession of this document. Again, it's now on StopTheCrime.net. It's the Aquarius Group's operation briefing. One person held this particular document for many years and knew the briefing contained small punctuation errors. Each copy had different errors in punctuation so that they could trace whoever was to leak the document. This source is now deceased, so it can't hurt any longer if it's traced back to them. And, of course, now it's time to get this document out far and wide and to understand the plan that has been implemented as a result of a variety of the source documents that are on StopTheCrime.net. Again, most important to read the Silent Weapons document, the Iron Mountain Report, the New World Order Exposed by an Insider, 1969. Understand in that document, New World Order Exposed, 1969, by an Insider, just prior to the section that goes over the use of terror, global terror, to create mass fear, to get us to all comply to the designs of a one-world government, just above that section of terror in the New World Order Exposed document, you will read the plans of back in 1969 that were discussed about using nuclear weapons within the United States as necessary to convince those that are holdouts against complying with the requirements of a one-world government. And right now, we're hearing many news stories within the United States how nuclear devices have been removed from one military base now somewhere on the eastern seaboard. So it's important to understand the degree of false flags that we all face. False flags was discussed in 1969 in the New World Order Exposed document. Understand, this is massive global manipulation. Now, we're going to start a little more of a conversation about this Aquarius document. It's important to understand what they tell us in this document. On page one, they talk about electromagnetic microwaves and radio waves, pulsed mind warfare. And they talk about how it has great advantages in that its desired subject or population has no knowledge of the procedures being implemented. Now, many of you now know, of course, that for decades they have been targeting, remotely targeting individuals, and military operations have been targeting different buildings. Russia was targeted. We were targeted. We're all targeting one another now with remote frequencies. And many people have for a very long time been harmed and injured and tortured by these frequencies, not able to sleep. These could be your neighbors. These could be many people within your community. They're hearing voice-to-skull communications. It's extremely important to understand this is all real. In fact, in speaking to a great number of such targeted people, when asked, what could we do for them? They're telling us, just believe them. So with that in mind, you can go to stopthecrime.net and click on the other extremely important document that we have loaded that we found on the White House website. And it's extremely important to understand what that document is as well, and I'll go over that here in a moment. But that document is on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, and it's entitled Electronic Harassment, Stalking, Mind Control, New Leaked Documents Here. Extremely important to understand how the frequencies are being amplified across the United States, in fact, globally. We are at war now, and they are using frequencies. Just as they told us in the NASA war plan, again, that's a separate document on stopthecrime.net, where they talk about beam weapons will be increasingly prevalent. But more importantly, they're talking about low-pulsed frequencies, the ELFs, the extreme low frequencies. And on page 50 of the NASA war plan, for example, they talk about the effects of low-power microwaves. And on Stop the Crime, we have an Army, a Fort Meade Army document, which they refer to in the NASA war plan. And they know that it causes behavioral problems, that it causes seizures, gross alteration in our brain function, and 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow. It will cause death. They know this. There is no mistake that people are getting sick from the smart meters, being close to cell phone towers, being under power lines, being near antennas, carrying around your communication devices, all of your wireless communication devices, cell phones, your Wi-Fi. These are frequencies that are weaponized to harm everybody. Now, keeping in mind that we are all globally under Earth, Inc. It is a global corporation. Certainly, the United States is USA, Inc. You can go again to stopthecrime.net and read the documents that tell us, in fact, this was the consequence in many countries globally back in 1933, for example, in the United States, there was the theft of our gold and silver, and then they concocted a bankruptcy. The United States went bankrupt. And during that bankruptcy, they collateralized all the U.S. citizens against the debt, which collateralized sweat equity. It collateralized all of our labor, our children, our property, and our souls. And all of this became the financial collateral for public debt. At the same time, and ever since, in 1933 until now, there has been a permanent national emergency identifying all citizens as enemies of the state. So you fast forward from the 1930s, which we were never taught in school. Again, the Silent Weapons document talks about how history will be rewritten and laws will be rewritten. It is extremely important under the corporate structure for commerce. The legal system, what we consider legal justice for us, is absolutely not. The legal system has been set up for the corporation's interests. This is to benefit the corporate bottom line for mass mega income. This is a bottom line, a money-making scheme by major corporations on the backs of all of us. There's absolutely no concern about ethics, morality, or concern for life itself. We're told in these documents, in the New World Order Exposed document, that, of course, the cure for cancer has been long hidden in the Rockefeller Institute. And the reason that they allow cancer to cause so much disease, death, destruction, chaos among families is not only being used to depopulate, but it's also being used by big pharma and medical groups for mass income. So again, these source documents are so important to understand the enormity of this massive disinformation and this massive manipulation of the global population. So I'm going to now go back to discussing this Aquarius Group operations briefing that we just posted. So they talk about on page 2 that chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 20 years of manipulation with the purpose in mind. They have achieved by deliberate overt introduction through exposure or consumption on behalf of the population bases in everyday usage of public water, supplies, airborne pollutants, chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. Now, we all know that we need to read labels in order to avoid toxins. We all know that when we're in a fluoridated area or a chlorinated water area, we need to use water purification systems to try to clean up the water because it's been poisoned. We are all attempting to stop GMO, which is far more advanced in our food supply than most people know. It's pretty much a done deal. Everything is now going forward being genetically modified, even the human genome. So for that information, you go to stopthecrime.net, you click on the NASA war plan, and under that plan, there are many, many links that will discuss the agenda of transhumanism. And this is where the wealthy, powerful, evil forces are heading with humanity. And I want to say we're all being, of course, assaulted overhead by geoengineering. It's, of course, a legal pollution. We've recently been hearing forecasters on our local weather channels that give us disinformation every day about the weather. When they tell us clouds are rolling in, we know that the clouds are being formed by the geoengineering. This is weaponized warfare. But they're now changing our vocabulary. They're saying we won't have a real sunny day. It's going to be a soft sunshine. So keep this in mind. Our corporate history is being rewritten. Our children right now globally have now been introduced to another level of dumbing down education, and it's called the Common Core Curriculum. It's been put forth by the World Bank, Bill Gates, and many book agencies are involved. This is enslavement through further lack of knowledge. Now, when I say further, I mean to include the fact that none of us learned, and are certainly our grandparents and parents, many of us were not told about the bankruptcy of 1933, and that we are all enemies of the state. So when you move forward in these documents, you must understand what the international bankers tell us in their words. It is their thinking, and it's extremely important to understand what their thinking is, because they have the power, the money, and the mythologies to control global economies, and their goal is to control all energy on the face of the planet. And this is why this discussion about the Aquarius mind control document is so important, because all energy includes our minds. It includes everything about all living organisms. Everything is energy. Everything is water. It's held together with energy and frequencies, and they are geared to controlling it all. We must be aware. This conversation is not to incite fear, but knowledge, so that we're not as easily deceived. You can go to stopthecrime.net to the solutions page and understand what you now must do to reduce the increased frequencies that are being amped up globally right now. And you must disconnect yourself from as much wireless communication devices as possible. We have for mass distribution on the homepage of stopthecrime.net a Tetra report that scientist Barry Trower put out, which includes thousands of scientific reports and information. And this is being asked to be distributed. It's a warning for all police and fire and first responders to inform them about their wireless communication devices and how these pulsed microwave frequencies and radiation affect the brain. We're going to see increased chaos in our communities. This is what frequencies do. They alter our behavior. They create intensified violent behavior. They, of course, increase multiple of ailments. In fact, on stopthecrime.net, we recommend everyone print off the symptoms list so that you will understand what the microwave radiation and frequencies and Wi-Fi symptoms are. Our immune systems are being jammed, and it's important to understand what you can do to sidestep as long as possible these attacks upon our homes and in our communities, by understanding what you must now do to eliminate the frequencies that you carry around with you, eliminating Wi-Fi, getting cords, connecting everything up with cords rather than any wireless components at all. Understand, these wireless components are shutting down our cells. It's causing cell death. And through that process, we are all becoming very, very ill. And as more illnesses are increased, the corporations, big pharma, the telecom industry, their bottom lines become greater. They make more money. This is about massive desires to create corporate wealth and to reduce the number of the population, because in the silent weapons document, they tell us that they knew that it would only be a matter of time before people started to catch on to their plans and how they robbed and stole money from us. They've exchanged our good services for fake, phony money. And they knew it was only a matter of time before we would catch on. Getting back to the Aquarius document, they talk about how the creation of increased chemicals and pollutants in our environment would amplify mind control procedures and benefit the mind control opportunities. And the objective of the briefing was to make personnel and some population bases in the civilian structure aware of the projects planned for full implementation back in 1990 and 1995. And we have this discussion on our flyer on stopthecrime.net, how they were cautioning us against the use of televisions, magazines, predictive programming devices. So again, go to stopthecrime.net. All of this was planned testing, field testing is over. It's been implemented, and now it has been amplified.
A vast virus database has been updated.
We apologize for that. That's just the antivirus updating. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So we're still talking about the Aquarius document, and they say that once they increase the levels of mind control globally within our communities, it will augment a basic intolerance of each other. In other words, we will become less tolerant with one another. That's part of a plan. Massive media disinformation, creating massive fear, and keeping us divided in every way possible. And they go on to tell us this intolerance of one another will eventually lead to internal unrest and an occupation by United States forces who will be under orders to keep the peace of the host country. So whatever country may be currently under attack. They go on to tell us that is part of the current agenda that has been successful under several other programs such as REACH and Belfry. These are government programs that they will be able to cue selected individuals who have in turn carried out program procedures and open fire on other civilian in public areas all across the United States and globally. So they can cue assassinations through mind control. This is going to become a terror act that is going to be promoted globally through mind control. Also very important to understand that this program will bring about more and more a repetitive pattern over a period of many years in order to increase callous disregard for human life by others who reside in high population density zones. Especially targeted are large urban areas where street gangs are prevalent. In the overall scenario of senselessness, unprovoked killings increasing as time passes, the Aquarius operation feels that they will eventually condition the public to welcome the eventual confiscation of all firearms, setting of curfews, mandatory barcode IDs, which will be planted under our skin, and general areas of overall martial law. They also tell us that sedation of the population through various chemical and biological and radio frequency manipulation in order to achieve their overall goal of a one-world ruling structure. On the very last page, page 50 of this document, they show a number of towers and how towers, of course, will be used in mind control. And it's very, very important to understand they talk about towers in the NASA war plan also, and that is on page 98 of the NASA war plan. They say a typical scenario, takedown of the U.S. with radio frequencies and microwave radio frequencies using towers. And that's what they talk about in the NASA war document and this Aquarius document. Again, this Aquarius group operations briefing connects the silent weapons, quiet wars, and the NASA war plan and further illustrates the massive covert plan of global manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. Also, predictive programming through all levels of movie and entertainment has occurred. And on StopTheCrime.net, I recommend everybody spend time on the home page. We've posted there some of the most critical things for everyone to look at, including a segment from an old series called Outer Limits. And there's a segment called The Grid. And you will see how we were predictively programmed back then to look at cell phone towers as mind control devices. So at this point, I would recommend everyone go to antennasearch.com, A-N-T-E-N-N-A, search.com, and print off the antennas and the cell phone towers nearest your homes. It's very important then to go to the solutions page of stopthecrime.net and look at some of the meters that you must now consider purchasing, maybe even as a community, to see when these cell phone tower frequencies are amped up, because they can literally take down mass areas of the population by amping up all of these frequencies, which, again, there are many layers of the devices of amped up frequencies. And, of course, Wi-Fi is a crucial frequency because that is completely weaponized. We just spoke with Barry Trower the past couple of days, and we were, of course, reminded that the Wi-Fi frequency is a weaponized frequency. And we were also reminded that military documents tell us exactly what the Wi-Fi frequencies will do, and in particular to children, because now Wi-Fi is being deployed in all the classrooms globally. And what research, public research papers tell us is that the children will become more anxious, more angry. They will have higher levels of fatigue, depression. There will be mental losses, appetite losses. There will be massive increased need to use psychotropic drugs on our children. And again, this is discussed back in the 40s and 50s when the Silent Weapons document was put together. Towards the end of that document, they said that in order to disassociate parents from their children, they would put children on Ritalin. Again, this was discussed in the late 40s when this document was schemed with the U.S. Air Force, the international bankers, elements within Harvard University. And I can say that all of these documents, the dots all connect. Now, more importantly, we're understanding the effects and the intentions of nanodust, which is used in the aerosol that is sprayed globally over all of us. We now know, too, that this can be flashed and create levels of mind control. And in the NASA war plan, on page 50, they talk about, again, the frequencies, and on page 43, they talk about the micro dust, and they say that this is a mechanized dust which will be distributed and has been distributed as an aerosol and has been inhaled into our lungs, and that this commits and executes various pathological missions. They go on to say that this is a new class of warfare, and it is legal. It's extremely important to understand that we are in a global microwave warfare program now. And again, just as many of us have implemented water purification systems in our homes, we now need to look at the ways in which we can reduce not only the effects of being near cell phone towers and antennas, but for those of you that have smart meters, you must get these off your homes now. These smart meters were, of course, sold to all of us as a guise of reducing energy and promoting new energy efficiency, when actually they were set up for deep spying and behavior modification programs hooked up to fusion centers, facial recognition software, HD cameras in stores and schools that also have smart meters on all of those buildings, attached to pulse beam microwave emitters to entrain our moods, block our thoughts, and share data with that massive NSA data collection center and other collection centers and the Department of Homeland Security. And, of course, few people understand that mega corporations are involved behind the scenes directing and orchestrating this massive operation. Also, it's important to understand how the smart meters and also the new continuously transmitting water meters and how that will include using data for SWAT teams and when to move in, when you're at home, when the family is showering or bathing. These meters use complex algorithms, and they can analyze the water and the electricity usage patterns to predict so-called criminal behavior. Now, it's important to remember, we are all and have been all identified as enemies of the state. This massive, absolute massive surveillance programming that we're all seeing implemented globally on all our street corners, on all our roads, everywhere. In fact, in the NASA war plan, they tell us sensors will be in and on everything. This is for control of all energy, again, including our minds. So it's important to allow your body to rest from this massive electrosmog that we are all being subjected to, particularly in large city environments. Recently, we went to Portland, Oregon, and the area where we stayed, we did an antenna search and a cell phone tower search as well. And within a two-mile radius, there were nearly 1,000, a combination of 1,000 cell towers and antennas within a two-mile radius. And many people do not know why they're tired, why they are fatigued, why they're not sleeping well through the night, why they're experiencing increased levels of anxiety, and we're all getting agitated. And this is causing lots of problems within society. We're just not feeling well. And again, I urge everyone to print off the symptoms list on stopthecrime.net. Go to your neighbors. Start alerting your neighbors what they must do to create a safer community where you live. We are the media. This is not going to get out any other way. Everything that is reported to us is disinformation. And that is how they're controlling everything about us. We also looked in the newspaper. It's called The Oregonian from Oregon. And they said this is just a couple of days ago. They told us to expect hotter climate and that approaches of hotter climate and studies have warned city dwellers. They say researchers fear that the ecosystems around the world will regularly face hotter environments. Now, at this moment, I'm going to refer everyone to the report from Iron Mountain. This global warming and climate change has all been largely invented and manufactured through mass pollution. And this is global policies are being written on top of scientific based fraud. And it's important to understand what they're telling us in this article, because what is so important is how frequencies interact with our ecosystem in reality. And it's impacting the oceans, and how that is impacting the oceans is that we're predominantly, the planet's predominantly water, and this is and also small plankton organisms produce chemicals that are necessary in the atmosphere for the formation of clouds, and microwaving and the increased weaponized microwave warfare is destroying the plankton in the oceans, which means the clouds will be destroyed, which means we'll have weather changes over and above what is already being done to all of us in the geoengineering, the weaponized weather warfare that's occurring every day with the chemtrails, HARP, etc. But what is so amazing in this article is they tell us that this new study of global warming tells us that starting in about a decade, Kingston, Jamaica will probably be off the charts hot permanently. Other places will soon follow. Singapore in 2028, Mexico City in 2031, Cairo in 2036, Phoenix and Honolulu in 2043, and eventually the whole world by 2047. They go on to tell us in this disinformation predictive programming, while they change everything about us with microwaves, that this new study on global warming pinpoints the probable dates for when cities and ecosystems around the world will regularly experience hotter environments, the likes which have never been seen or felt before. And for dozens of cities, mostly in the tropics, these dates are they say could even be sooner than what they're saying in this paper. And they go on to talk about this is a very sobering reality as a result of climate change, essentially caused and created by humans. Again, misinformation, massive scientific fraud. It is being created, and we're being led to believe that it is all due to our overuse of resources on the planet. And they literally intend at some point in the future to put us all in these domes. It's there's a dome city being built right now in Northern California, and it's called the Walker Lake Dome Project. And it is a large plastic dome, and they tell us that they expect to enclose most major U.S. cities in the future. And they tell us that that this particular project right now in Northern California is a $8.4 million project, which will create a state-of-the-art environmental shield enclosing the town of just under 2,000 residents existing. These are people that are living in this town. They're building this dome over them. And it's important to understand this town is operated by a Bilderberg Corporation. And in any event, it's being used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose most major U.S. cities, especially those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. And this dome is a clear protective dome. The structure and material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. So this is the sci-fi movie script that has been written. This is the massive evil, the massive misinformation, and with knowledge, we are not as easily deceived, and we must do all that we can to protect ourselves against this massive increase of frequencies. And again, on StopTheCrime.net, the White House government document that we posted. It's very important to take a look at that. Again, on StopTheCrime.net, it's a flashing link that says electronic harassment, stalking, mind control, new leaked documents here. And again, you will see a map of the United States and the intention to amp up frequencies. And experts have told us that the increased frequencies are going to affect young children most immediately because of their soft bone structure and their blood-brain barrier, and they just will not survive the level of increased frequencies. And an interesting discussion about that with Barry Trower, and was very important to understand what is happening with this, is that we have a natural defense from lightning and from electrical events that are natural in our world. And when microwaves react with water, we're 99% water. And the microwaves affect us differently than the natural electrical events that we experience. They were talking about how our cells can produce a chemical to protect themselves from natural electrical events, storms, and so forth. But the ultra-low microwave frequencies come in under the radar. Our cells are not made aware how to protect themselves, or that they should protect themselves with these extremely low doses of microwave. And that is why we are going to succumb more quickly, actually, with lower doses of microwave frequencies. So whenever you hear that's extremely low frequency, that is the worst frequency, because in 5 years' time, it's all accumulative. All these frequencies are accumulative. And in 5 years, when you were healthy, all of a sudden you can find that you're experiencing a variety of health issues, including cancer, and you suddenly become quite ill. It's also very important to understand that this direct attack, again, is happening to our children through the Common Core curriculum with all of the Wi-Fi. Every single thing that we're being exposed to has multiple layers involved with these various programs. So we've got to look at those multiple layers and understand what we now must do to survive these increased attacks from technologies that are now racing ahead of what was ever available in the past. We are in a techno death trap, and our handy wireless communication devices that we're carrying around would only be carried around by us if we were able to receive and make phone calls or conduct business. If it did not offer us such a benefit, we would not be carrying these death trap communication devices around. It was never intended to be of real service to us. The real benefit, the corporate benefit, was, of course, to create mass mind control, to get us to behave in predicted ways, to get us to purchase goods and services from these massive corporations that have literally captured the global bookkeeping of the world. And this is how all of this is being run. Everything has contracts. It's global bookkeeping through corporations. And in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, they talk about when the bookkeeper can be king, and all of us can be uninformed about the mythologies of the bookkeeping, the bookkeeper then controls it all. And so what you can do is everything has a contract. Everything has a paper contract. So you can go to any level, any corporate agency. Your cities are now, by and large, corporate agencies. Every functioning body everywhere is a corporate agency under the mother corporation of not only USA Inc., but of Earth Inc. This is a massive plan. It is beyond most people's ability to even comprehend this plan. And I think if you start on stopthecrime.net with the information that you'll see on the home page entitled USA Inc., everyone, whether you're in the United States or not, you will come to understand this is a global plot. This is a global plan by corporations and the bankers to control it all, every single thing about all of us. In fact, William Casey, the CIA director in 1981, said this: "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." It's important to understand there have been many quotes, many former presidents such as JFK was warning us only 10 days before he was murdered. In Columbia University, he gave a very, very important speech in which he was warning us about a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. And you can listen to that speech in its entirety on stopthecrime.net. He tried to warn us all. Back then in the 60s when the Iron Mountain Report came out, which was a report to look at what the world, what the United States would look like should we all transition out of a time of war into a time of peace. Again, peace, by definition of the international bankers, is peace for them. Everything is backwards. So when you hear the word peace, it's extremely important to understand that is a totalitarian system of complete oppression by the bankers, by the controllers of the global population, or they refer to us as cattle, mindless jellyfish. It's extremely important to understand it's all about total oppression. It's all about fascism. Fascism is a mild word to where they want to go now with controlling our minds. And our media, through media, the politics, the economy, and speech, and engaging in widespread propaganda campaigns and, of course, total surveillance. This entire system stays in political power through mass terror. And that is why it's important for all of you to understand this is a setup. We've been set up. And you can read their documents. In fact, they telegraph everything they're going to do. And when you read their documents, you will understand. So as you see further declines in your community, in your schools, as sex education continues to ramp up as it is right now through the new Common Core curriculum, when they're teaching little kindergartners about sex, this is all part of the elimination of morality in society, all part of the computer games that our children are now playing, where they're killing, murdering through computer games. Again, this is all disassociating us with a moral reality, with moral concern towards our neighbors. By and large, we are all mainly concerned about neighbors, but we have been played. The RAND Corporation created a consumerism program to keep us all competing with our neighbors, to keep us all buying, to keep us involved in selfish interests rather than looking beyond at our greater capabilities, our greater consciousness, which we as humans have. This controlling group of demonic evil, this controlling group, the bankers, the international elites, the interdimensional forces, the evil, whatever you want to label this, has complete disregard for all moral and ethics. And this is why they must squelch us, must control us, because they have robbed from us and stolen everything. And so, again, these source documents are critical. Understand, right now, the telecom industry is the global mass polluter, even more of a pollution than the military-industrial complex, with silent weapons for a quiet war against global humanity. And so, what do? You get this information out. You copy flyers off of the websites. You use magnetic signs on your vehicles, giving websites, giving out information, informing people about the chemtrails or the geoengineering or the weaponized weather events. We must create awareness, because it only takes the shifting of thinking to understand any one aspect of what we're talking about and what you can see on StopTheCrime.net for people to then start moving out of the illusion, the matrix, the conspiracy that they are living in. They are living within the conspiracy that has been conscripted by a few to keep us all disengaged from reality. We are running on a two-matrix course, the truth, the reality, and then the illusion. And we have massive numbers of gatekeeping institutions set up all over the globe, many, of course, in universities. In fact, we have such an illustration on StopTheCrime.net. Again, on the homepage, you will see about smart meters and a report on how the industry has plotted to manipulate public acceptance of the smart meters. All of this, again, is mass manipulation. And in this document, you will read how they are analyzing our resistance to overcome and identify who's resisting, the psychology behind the resistance, and to implement strategies to discredit the resistance and to put down the resistance against the truth.
Deborah.
The bottom line, of course, is to manage our perceptions and manipulate everything. And they're calling those that are opposed to the New World Order, they're calling them terrorists, insurgents. For those that are concerned about chemicals and the frequencies, they're calling them hypochondriacs. Everything that they do as we get closer to the truth will become more amplified.
Deborah.
Again, they're discrediting everything. So go to StopTheCrime.net and or call area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558 to get these documents if you're not able to download anything you've heard me talk about for free on our website.
Deborah, can I just touch base? We have 7 minutes left. And I was just wondering, have you heard any more information regarding the tagging of people's mailboxes with little stickers, red, blue, pink, green stickers?
Well, of course, that's discussed in the Iron Mountain report. All the zip codes were designed for weaponizing and defining areas. Again, we're enemies of a state. So whatever methods they use to rank who they feel they need to take out first, the list, so to speak, and the tagging of the mailboxes. Certainly I've heard about identifying different targeted groups, Alan, with color coding. I would imagine, of course, that there are many in-depth programs to discern who they will decide to try to silence first. We know that they have been silencing whistleblowers. I know many people are wondering why on earth aren't there more whistleblowers than there seem to be. And that is sadly because many of the whistleblowers are being taken out. And that is why all of us must read these source documents, again, for the identification of people within communities. I would urge you to watch the movie, The Iron Mountain Report, and understand how that has already been designed. The fusion centers, the FEMA camps, they've all been set up. We're the enemies, and at some point, rounding up will likely occur. However, of course, many people now also feel that with the smart meters attached to our homes, that we're self-incarcerating. In other words, all of us that are allowing these meters are allowing self-incarceration with surveillance, with frequencies. It's blasting our DNA in our homes. Oh, very, very important, Alan. Everybody must go to the solutions page on stopthecrime.net. Most immediately, everyone must stop wearing wire glass frames. If you wear eyewear glass frames, do not use wire glass frames. Women must stop immediately with any use of underwire bras. It's funny, it's been said, not so funny, that Victoria's Secret really does have a secret. And so many of their bras do have underwire. That, of course, the wire eyewear in glasses, the underwire bras, the wire box spring mattresses. We've just posted a new study validating what we've been saying for the last number of years. All of the metal acts as an antenna. So, for example, when you're sleeping on a wire box spring mattress, you are being radiated at night while you're asleep. Again, that is jamming your immune system, your ability to get the sleep that you need to repair from the wear and tear and the assaults upon you from the days before. So they've actually come up with studies that show in Japan, for example, where they sleep on futons without wire box spring mattresses. They, of course, have their other huge, enormous environmental catastrophes, but their level of breast cancer, particularly with women, is not what it is here and in other countries. So there are definitely things that everyone must do. We all must become aware so that we don't have any particular people being targeted. There's no need to have specific targets in our communities that are working to try to get this information out. We must all become speakers of these realities, these documents. We must all work to get this information out to create that safer environment.
Brilliant stuff. No, that's great. I'm just looking at the time, Deborah. We'll have to wrap up here. But can you give us your website again or any website links quickly that you want to get people to go to find out more information?
Absolutely. Go to stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. We are operating a number of websites. They will link from stopthecrime.net, such as toxicsky.org and smartmetersmurder.com. I recommend everybody spend a great deal of time on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Listen to the conference that was given about smart meters to understand the layers involved in the smart meters. Get these smart meters off your homes. Call your utility companies immediately. Tell them that you want an original analog meter, one that does not have any wireless antenna or wireless components at all. We have found that it is a massive deception. They have a new level of analog meters. They'll tell you they're replacing your smart meter with an analog meter, but it is still compatible with the global grid. So we must stop being deceived. We are enemies of the state, and this is about mass control on every single level, and it's about reducing the creditors. The elite want to reduce the creditors. So go to stopthecrime.net, pass out flyers, and become the media in your town.
Great, Seth.
And thank you, Alan, so much for having me on the program today. I really appreciate it.
That's great, Deborah. And maybe next month I might jump in with you for a few minutes because I have a bit of good information to share regarding smart meters and what people can do, but we've ran out of time. Thanks again, Deborah, for coming on. It's fantastic information. Just stay with us there for a minute, Deborah, and we'll go off to a musical break. We'll be back after this.
Thank you.